thank you for tuning in to another episode of Targeted Talks. I'm your host, Jordan Sava. In this episode, we are joined by Omid Hamid of the Angeles Clinic and Research Institute to discuss a new treatment option for patients with melanoma. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Hamid. To start, would you introduce yourself to our audience?
Right now.
My name is Omid Hamid. I am a medical oncologist at the Angeles Clinic and Research Institute. We're a Cedars-Sinai affiliate in Los Angeles, California. I'm the Chief of Translational Research and Immuno-Oncology and the co-director of the Cutaneous Malignancy Program here.
Wonderful. And to start, would you just be able to provide some background on how lifileucel works for melanoma?
Yeah, so lifileucel is an autologous tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte cell therapy. The way it works is we harvest a tumor from a patient, and then we obtain those T cells that are there in the tumor. We think that the majority of those T cells are tumor-directed, and they recognize multiple tumor neoantigens. We take them out, and for lifileucel, this tumor is shipped centrally, and those T cells are expanded to billions, and they're grown, and then they're shipped back to a place where the patient has undergone lymphodepletion, which means chemotherapy to deplete the lymphocytes in the blood, those other T cells that are tumor nonspecific. The patient then is in a monitored bed in a hospital, receives that tumor infiltrating lymphocyte TIL therapy as an infusion, and then receives up to 6 doses of interleukin-2 as a nonspecific T cell agitator to expand and to stimulate those T cells. Those patients are monitored during the time that they receive those 6 doses. And then once all of the adverse events from the lymphodepletion, the TIL infusion, and the IL-2 have resolved, they're discharged home and monitored.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for all of that. And what are some of the key advantages of using lifileucel compared with other treatment options for melanoma?
I think it's not just the key advantage. It's a separate type of immunotherapy that's different from checkpoint inhibition, which has become a standard. What we have found is checkpoint inhibition in melanoma may assist 40 to 50% of our patients in getting a response. Those that don't respond early, or those that respond or have benefit and then begin to have tumor growth, can respond equally to this therapy. So this is a second line therapy that has shown not only a significant objective response rate, this is one of the highest, if not the highest, in the second line, but it has shown durability in the lifileucel therapy trial. After 4 years of follow-up from the cohorts that received lifileucel in the PD-1 experience, then BRAF experience cohorts, we've seen a response rate of 31.4%. And that's a significant number when you realize that 153 patients were treated like this, and that the response rate was, per independent review, the responses were not only rapid, where the median time to response was 1.5 months, but they were durable. We see durability of response at 1, 2, and 3 years. A high response, a durable response over 55 months. Additionally, you have seen what is a paradigm with immunotherapy, that you can begin with stability of disease and then get a deeper response, or to begin with a partial response and then after time get a more durable response. So we've seen that in responses being converted to complete response. Here, In early responders, a median duration of response that has not been reached yet, but we're seeing even those patients that respond later having durable response. Median overall survivals in the second line plus was over a year. Now, this is important here, where the median number of cycles previous therapies was 2 to 3, but we have people with 7, 8, 9 and other therapies. And that's important when you begin to look at the experience in other centers with TIL. TIL is an approved second-line therapy in the Netherlands based on data presented by a multi-institute trial that randomized between anti-CTLA-4 in the second line versus TIL. And what they saw there were high response rates, 48%, and higher progression-free survival. So the thought is that we can bring this in earlier and earlier.
That is some excellent background, thank you. And obviously, this approval marks a significant advancement. So, how do you think this will continue to impact melanoma treatment?
Well, I think the impact to the future of melanoma treatment is huge with lifileucel and other TIL therapies. Number one, it at this point, and it should have earlier, legitimizes T cell therapies, whether they be the ImmTACs, like the Immunocore ImmTACs, the PRAME, and others, whether they be CAR T therapy. Like the Immantics therapies that are there, whether they be approved TIL through the Iovance platform or novel TIL through other clinical trials. These bring in this whole group of therapies as a viable developmental plan in melanoma and other solid tumors. What they also allow us to do is begin to consider earlier and earlier utilization of these therapies in the first line, in single agent or combination with checkpoint inhibition. And I tell you right now, there is a TILVANCE, which is a phase three randomized trial, which I encourage people to look at. Randomized between single agent PD-1 versus PD-1 and TIL. That'll give us a lot of information about the earlier role of these therapies. It is a long time coming to discuss TIL as a fresh therapy is difficult because for many years, the NCI and Steve Rosenberg and others have been developing this therapy.
Perfect. And do you believe that this paves the way for more personalized cell-based therapies for melanoma?
It paves the way for us to continue to look towards more personalized therapies. What we don't have at this point is predictive markers, right? Prognostic and predictive. We have this understanding that possibly those patients who've seen less PD-1 respond better, or those who have seen less, lines of therapy may respond better, and those who have a less volume of disease may respond better, but we still have a lot to learn in this field.
That's great. Do you see a space for this in other cancers in the future?
Well, there is a space for this in other cancers in the future, and even right now, what I would tell you is that there is a robust program looking at other solid tumors. The role of TIL in non-small cell lung cancer is expanding. I challenge my colleagues to go and look at the data in cervical cancer, and I think that's the next place that Iovance will be focused on. There are a multitude of clinical trials looking at untreated patients along with PD-1. And just to bring forth, head and neck cancer is one where we're looking at this. But there's data from other sites in relation to other solid tumors, including breast cancer, colorectal cancer, and there's some early work in sarcomas. What I would say to you is the field is expanding. It's come to the fore with this approval in melanoma, but there's still a lot of work to do. Let's go back and understand where and how immunotherapy has gotten a foothold by looking at our experience with checkpoint inhibition. Melanoma is where it began. Lung cancer also, you can see this in the experience with pembrolizumab and with nivolumab. And then the expansion into other solid tumors where anti-PD-1 checkpoint inhibition is a staple of therapy for multiple solid tumors. And this is something where we can expect TIL to somewhat fit in. Remember that the response rates to checkpoint inhibition are less in other solid tumors, so TIL may have more heavy lifting to do in those other tumors.
That's really great. Thank you so much. And do you see any potential challenges or limitations encountered with using this?
I think the limitations is familiarity with the therapy, having the backbone of a collaborative program to be able to access these for our patients, and the familiarity with the toxicities. The safety profile of lifileucel is similar to other TIL therapies, and it's consistent with the known profiles of non-myeloablative lymphodepletion and IL-2. Why that's important is that we now have many cellular therapy floors in hospitals and cellular therapeutists, cellular therapeutic experts that are on our staffs that can help our solid tumor physicians. Those are the people who treat heme malignancies, where they are familiar with the toxicities of lymphodepletion. IL-2 does not have the cytokine release storm or anything like that, or cytokine release syndrome, but it does have its own toxicities, which are similar. We now have other therapeutics that have been approved, like the ImTax tebentafusp, which have CRS as a side effect. And so our physicians are becoming more familiar with that, and it's how you treat those side effects. So I think the initial push to have it as a therapeutic requires a multitude of people, including oncologists, a hospital administrators, pharmacists, etc. But once it's done, we're at a better place today to be able to accept it, knowing that we have experience with lymphodepletion and immunotoxicities, which are different than what we see with checkpoint inhibitors.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And what are some exciting areas of research or development in the field of melanoma itself that you're excited to follow closely?
Yeah, so there is not a greater time to be an investigator in this field of melanoma. I'll just speak to a couple of things. There are antibody drug conjugates that are showing response and durability in uveal melanoma. The TIL paradigm is not only for cutaneous melanoma, there's uveal melanoma programs. The data from Iovance in its subgroup of patients with mucosal melanoma was very interesting, a 50% response rate and durability despite tumor mutation burdens, which were low. This was only 12 patients, but the response rate is interesting. We're developing the field of oncolytics through the Replimune drugs, RP1 and RP2, with RP3 coming, that carry different payloads that have shown response not only in injected lesions, but in surrounding areas and distant areas, with safety in repetitive visceral injections, so the liver, where we really didn't go before. CAR T therapy is slowly expanding. We have had success and an approval in uveal melanoma with tebentafusp. Those ImmTACs, those are the bispecifics, but tebentafusp is being looked at in second-line melanoma in combination with PD-1 and a single agent. The PRAME bispecific, which I presented at ESMO a while ago, has expanded to look at other solid tumors, but the melanoma data is interesting. And there is a first-line study looking at that in combination with PD-1 versus PD-1 lag, which is now accruing. There's a lot going on. We are looking at, revisiting anti-CTLA-4 and looking at other types of anti-CTLA-4, whether they be an antibody drug CTLA-4, which is being looked at in phase one, or conditionally active CTLA-4 molecules that are only active in the tumor microenvironment. So there's a lot here. I challenge patients and my colleagues to consider utilizing a clinical trial in the first line because there are all these options. My belief is that melanoma patients should have their local oncologist and a consulting expert to help them, devise a therapeutic plan, not only in the first line, but plan for second or third line should they be necessary. And TIL fits into that in a big, big way.
Perfect. Very, very exciting. Thank you for sharing all of that. And is there anything else that you'd like to share about lifileucel or its approval or potential impact on the treatment of melanoma? Anything else?
Well, I would say that we're not done, and that we are the approval of lifileucel has only strengthened our resolve to improve this therapy, whether it's looking at a less intense lymphodepletion or different types of TIL. We have those TIL from Iovance, which have CRISPRed out PD-1. We have TILs from other groups that are CRISPRing out other immunosuppressive genes. We're looking at TIL that expresses other interleukins, trying to avoid toxicities or hospitalizations associated with IL-2. So this is a field that has not stopped with the approval. It is only moving at a faster pace, at a better trajectory.